There you go, you got your own theme tune then, did you hear that?
Sorry. Sorry. I was just writing the dates down for that Brentwood Brewery Beer Festival.
Oh, right,
sorry.
Okay. Now, I'm joined by Roger Davison. Yay! There we go, I got it right this week. He's the CEO of Brentwood Centre here, and he's coming to talk about the Essex Leopards and loads more stuff. So how are you? Because you've been up very early this morning.
I was up at 5:30 this morning.
Yep.
I've already done 4 hours of training on social media, so ask me anything you want about Twitter, Facebook and all the rest of it.
What is it good? What is Twitter? What would you say is best about Twitter, besides Twitter and Facebook? What are the differences?
For me, Twitter is the best one in terms of using it for business, because it is just so instant and it gets out to so many people so quickly. But I learned this morning that the life of a tweet is about 17 minutes. So
yeah,
you stick it out there and it's an instant response. But don't just leave it at a tweet. Just keep on following up with more and more, and use all the other more traditional mediums like print and radio and TV to boost your advertising.
Have you got anyone famous that's retweeted you that you've gone, oh my God, have you gone, you know? It is quite exciting when you get somebody retweets you.
I don't know. With some of the events that we do have sort of various celebrities involved in the events, so we always get stuff from them. But I'm thinking on a personal level, about as exciting as it's got has been a couple of footballers from Brentwood Town.
Well, that's good. That's still good. Yeah. It does. It's nice when you go to somebody region. You should kind of show off to people, don't you, when it happens?
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of claim to fame.
Yeah. But I seem to spend most of my time just retweeting everyone else's brilliant tweets. Nothing original coming from me.
No.
Sorry, that's my.
There's a tweet coming through now. Somebody said that's not original.
Yeah, absolutely.
He didn't turn his phone off. Didn't turn his staff. He didn't. We were talking before about your Christmas. Have you organised your Christmas do yet? I'm just checking for the staff. The 80 staff you've got working.
Yes,
here.
Yes, apparently we have. Yes. it involves going into one of the hostelries in town, so they're going to make a lot of money on the night.
Mm-hmm.
That my lot hit them from past experience.
There you go. Yeah. It's all sorted, because last time I know you looked a bit unsure about what's happening at Christmas.
Well, it's just nobody told me, so I'm clearly not invited.
It's all been organised behind your back then?
Absolutely, yes.
Lovely, that's what we like to hear. Now, you had the wedding, with... Be careful how to say that.
Wedding fair.
Yeah. I won't say what I was going to say. Wedding fair. How did everything go at the weekend?
Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. I mean, it's a nice event, nice people. It's a weird one, because it's the only place you'll ever hear sort of couples walking around looking at each other and going, well, it's only another £400, and agreeing.
Yeah.
See, budgets go out the window with weddings, and and there's some weird stuff you can get now for your wedding.
So it's about weird stuff. We want to hear about
the weird stuff. just stuff that you wouldn't think. I mean the stand that seemed to be doing a roaring trade was somebody who was selling table decorations made out of penny sweets, and I worked out, I mean, I'm a bit sort of anal when it comes to working things out, and I worked out it was about £2.50 worth of sweets per table, but it was costing £40 a table decoration, and somebody ordered 12, so if you want to sort of penny sweets for your table decorations. That seems to be the new fashion.
Well, that's quite... I've got to find somebody to marry first. Or just sit, otherwise just sit with a table full of sweets.
I think we managed to alienate most married people last week, so
yes,
I'm going to keep my mouth well and truly shut.
I won't say anything. Now, Essex Leopards, tell us about... if people don't know who they are, tell us who
Essex
they are.
Essex Leopards are our local basketball team. They're Essex's basketball team, but they play out of Brentwood and Harlow, and their season started on... Well, yesterday, with a game at the Harlow Leisure Zone, and their first game is Friday evening against the London Lions at the Brentwood Centre. So, Lions v Tigers Friday evening, 8:00.
And how does it go? Because I know they've done games obviously here before. What is it like? Because I know it's obviously an American sport, but have people in the UK sort of taken it to their?
Yeah, I mean it was it got a bit of a boost from the Olympics, and the NBA do come over here a couple of times a year and managed to sell out the O2, so that you can get 20,000 to a game of basketball, but we get 300-400 on a regular basis, and occasionally that can go up to 700-800 depending on the sort of pre-match post-match entertainment. We actually had JLS playing basketball here about 3 years ago and got 1500 people, but as soon as JLS stopped playing basketball, about 1,100 people left. So when the real game started, there was about 400 people, the diehards. But it's a good setup. We get about 15 games a season, and a couple of friendlies this weekend just to break the new guys in gently. And then they've got cup games and a league, which they've done remarkably well in the last 5 years. I think they made the playoffs. They won every trophy. So it's a very, very successful team.
What's now? I don't understand. This is going to sound awful because I was always a little bit too fat to do sports at school, to be quite honest. But they have. But what's the difference between basketball and netball? Is there what difference? I mean, obviously, you know, girls play netball.
Yeah.
But what is the difference between the games?
I think the most significant bit is you can actually move around with basketball, and you know you've got to bounce the ball every other step.
Right.
Whereas netball, when you have the ball, you remain static and you've got to pass it to the next player. So there's a little bit more movement of the person with the ball in basketball, whereas most of the movement in netball is without the ball, because as soon as you get it, you've then got to dispatch it to someone else. So.
And are they all really, really tall?
Well, you look out on the court and they don't look that tall. And then you go and meet them afterwards and the smallest one's about 6'6".
Oh, right.
Yeah. And they do look really tall, obviously, when you stood next to them. But when they're on the court, you'll get a guy who comes on who's 6'2" and he looks tiny.
Mm.
But we have the tallest player is actually who plays in the EBL is Lawrence Brown, and he plays for the Essex Leopards, and he clocks in at 7'5".
Oh, wow.
And, you know, he's very tall.
Yeah. I had an idea just flashed in my head then, Roger, which doesn't happen very often. And I can imagine Paul out there just going, no! But I thought, wouldn't it be a good idea if we had a Phoenix FM team versus the Brentwood Centre team? And a little charity match. Obviously, I'm going to sit on the side with pom-poms.
Yeah, I'd you can manage one team and I'll manage the other. Yeah. Non-playing coaches. I think that's a great idea.
We do have some young people that work at Phoenix FM, but us old ones have to sit on the bench.
Yeah, it sounds
just
a great
dribbling.
Idea.
I think it'd be good.
We probably need to bring the hoop down from about 8.5 foot to about 4.5 foot.
You would do if I was playing.
It would be. Most basketball games finish like 198. If we did it, I think we'd probably end at like 3-1 or something. So
yes.
Let's try and make it a bit easier.
So there we go. There's competition going out there for the Phoenix FM Brentwood Centre.
Absolutely.
We'd be slaughtered by your lot. They're all fit. You get all the fit ones.
Well, I mean, we actually, in the summer, we had a challenge against the Leopards, and we played wheelchair basketball.
Oh, right.
And that's how we levelled the playing field.
Yep.
If you are 6'6", it's really difficult to do anything in a wheelchair that you just hire in, especially the ones we hired in off the street, whereas we'd all practiced for a week, and we actually held our own.
Yeah. It must be difficult, because I know with my mum's, even going round, and when I used to try out my mum's, actually, just to go round in a circle's hard enough to do the turning. So that's a little bit evil, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, you know, you can go in a straight line, it's like anything, it's not the straight line that's the problem, it's when you have to get round something. And there's quite a lot of clattering of wheelchairs and people falling out. It was a very serious point. In terms of the day, it was about showing that disability is no barrier to any sport. But when you actually then put our team up against the Nottingham Outlaws, who are a specialist disability basketball team, I don't think we scored a point.
Mm.
And there was one particular incident that just made me smile, where this player, not that he was taking the mickey, but he just got a bit of speed up, bounced the ball on the floor, it bounced over two of our chairs, he picked it up and popped it in for 3 points.
Oh, lovely.
And, you know, that's the difference between being very good and being rubbish, and we were rubbish.
Well, sorry, networking all the time, Roger,
absolutely.
Never stops.
Yeah.
Is it the basketball team saying it?
Yeah, no, that's actually a plumber.
Oh, right.
Who I need to do some work in my house tonight.
Oh, right, hello plumber, there we go. So you'll be back every Monday now, you're back in, and you'll be talking about what's coming up in the Brentwood Centre. I must just have to say about wheelchair access, because you've got excellent wheelchair access here. My mum's in a wheelchair, and you know, if I want to bring it down, there's no problem at all. But I was out shopping in Brentwood on Sunday, and there's a car park, which I think is a Copfield car park, which is just down from... And we went into the car park, and Mum's in a wheelchair, and you go up a ramp, and then they've got doors you've got to pull open. So it's literally, you know, when you used to go on those rides in the fairground, we used to go on the ghost train, and you go through the doors. That's exactly what it's like. And with shopping, and I just thought, why haven't they got doors open?
It's really simple stuff like that. That, you know, I mean, we're actually working really, really hard at the moment, and got lots and lots of stuff going on to make the centre even more inclusive and even better access. But it's so easy to make such a stupid decision like that.
Yep.
You do all the hard work of putting the ramp in and then yep. don't get the doors to open the right way, and that's actually the easiest bit.
Mm. But if she was there on her own, she'd never be able to pull open the doors yeah. and get the wheelchair through. So if you've got in, and also if you're in a mobility scooter, you've got the same problem again. You've got to reverse yeah. and try and open the doors
yeah,
to get through.
I actually know the car park, I know the yep. doors you're talking about,
yeah,
but
ridiculous.
I think we know the right people in this town, so we should have a word.
Just take the doors off.
Yeah.
That would be easier. In fact, just take the doors off.
Yeah, and then you get the fire officer going, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah. We'll put some of those beaded curtains up or something.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I don't think you're allowed those anymore, are you?
I know somebody walked through and they got trapped, went around their neck and they dropped their food yeah. on the floor, their tray.
Yeah, I don't know if the world's a better or worse place without beady curtains.
Oh, I like beady curtains. I think they add something.
I grew up with beady curtains. Yeah.
It's that shh noise. Roger's looking at me. Why? What? We gone right off topic there. Yeah. But you'll be back next Monday.
I will be. Yes.
You might not be. So I'm not coming in here again. Thanks very much. That's Roger Davison. I've got it right. It just takes me ages to get that right. CEO of Brentwood Centre. He'll be back here next Monday having another chat. And we'll find out what's coming up in the Brentwood Centre. Thanks a lot. Go back to your lovely staff. We'll be waiting for you.
All right.
Okay. Thanks a lot then, Roger. Right, here's Johnny Marr with Easy Money.